So Chakravarti Pad quotes Shri Ramaswamy's commentary that just by caring for his son, whom he addresses Narayan, Ajamil developed bhakti. Yeah, the word bhakti is used differently in different contexts. At one level, bhakti can refer to parabhakti. At another level, bhakti can refer even to just a favorable disposition towards Krishna. It's a positive disposition towards Krishna. That can also refer to bhakti. Inclination to serve Krishna for whatever reason, that can also be called as bhakti. So here we will see that clearly that Ajamil had not developed pure devotion. If he had developed pure devotion, then he would just have been liberated and Vishnudas would have taken him back to God at that time. But what they did was they gave him a second chance. And in that second chance, he redeemed himself. So one thing is, from the whole story if you see, it's clear he has not developed pure devotion. So what he has developed is a positive attraction towards Vishnu. And as a Brahmana, in general, Brahmanical culture had that attraction towards Vishnu. So we could say that even from his life, just by calling Narayan, by serving Narayan, by addressing the name Narayan, whatever he had learned earlier in his life, whatever he had done also slightly, earlier Ajamil is defined more as a Brahmana than as a Bhakta. When we look at his qualities as we come forward, the qualities stress more about his Brahmanical qualities. But it is not that he is ignorant about bhakti. That is not his focus, as in his character that is described. It is not the primary quality that is described. But it is not that he was not like Shukracharya, who was against Vishnu in any way. He was not siding with the demons or as a Brahmana of the demons. He was a Sushila Sampanna, a good Brahmana. And as a part of the Brahmanical culture, there was understanding of bhakti also. So that was revived by his utterance of the name of Narayana. So it is we cannot really talk about where it was in the analytical scale which say Rupa Goswami gives. You know, was he at the which level was he at among the nine stages? Unless the Acharyas give specifically a commentary. If the Acharyas give this analytical framework later and the Bhagavatam gives this particular stage earlier. So usually what is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur also that, and we will see that in Jilatan Chakravarti Pad's commentary also, that this is not Nama Aparad, it is Nama Bhas. It is not what he chants was not Shuddhana, it is not Apradhanam, it is Namabhas. And it is Namabhas because he did not call out to his son just to be saved for his sins. It is just an involuntary calling out off to his son, and that son's name was Narayan, and he remembered Narayan also. So it was not motivated as a counter to sinful activity. It was just an instinctive call for help under a desperate situation. And because there was no offensive intent, so it was not Apradhanam. And certainly he did not have pure heart, so it was not Shuddhanam. So it became Namavas. And later on, by the religious sadhana that he did, then he came from the stage of Namavas, which had saved him at that time, to the stage of Shuddhanam, where he became purified and ultimately liberated. Does that answer your question?